Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
To keep you entertained, baby. So let's kick it off. Now, coming up, we have J-Lo. J-Lo is showing Shakira some moves. Gabrielle Union is calling attention to a big problem. And Halle Berry, Margot Robbie, and Scarlett Johansson start a brawl. And later, I talk to Toya Johnson and Rae-Jenae Carter about their relationship and reality TV. But first, Brad, what you got?
All right, girl. Well, this first story is after my own heart. A stunt woman named Zoe Bell created the Boss Bitch Challenge, y'all. Yes.
Oh, yes.
She got some friends to join her, including Cameron Diaz and Zoe Saldana, to show off their fighting skills in an action-packed 5-minute video. Now, some of the highlights are courtesy of Halle Berry, Scarlett Johansson, and Margot Robbie. Y'all check it out.
Feel that Halle Berry was a boss bitch, because a boss bitch would fight in a pool with a wet t-shirt and no bra on. She had a bra on other day, and I was very offended.
Oh, yeah, well, it ain't like you wanted to see her boobies, so I don't know why you were offended. I thought you would prefer to not see no boobies.
Right. He loves some breasts, Brad. Don't be fooled.
Right?
Don't be fooled.
So, Heidi, how empowering was this to see women kicking some butt? I mean, do you feel like you could do this?
I want to recreate this video so badly.
Uh-oh.
It's so inspiring. I started cheering when it was over. I was like, yes! I think it's amazing. And that was so well done. I'm like, how do they do that? I mean, they really look like they were flying. They got caught.
This is the best thing that happens since strip clubs closed. Seriously, for me. That was hot.
I want to recreate it if we can. Can the Dish crew recreate that?
You should.
I would love to recreate it, but I think that Frank would have me, you, and Brett falling in some mud. I just know it. Like, bikinis falling in mud, Frank. Like, that's his vision.
Yes.
I know it.
Or Russian t-shirts.
Don't let me direct it.
In white t-shirts.
No mud, hot oil. Hot oil would be so much better.
White t-shirts.
Hot oil.
All right.
Baby, since y'all all there for that, honey. Now, we talked about it the other day, honey, but it's now, y'all, it is here, baby. The trailer for the first ever virtual Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, honey. Check it out.
Tonight on the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion.
First of all, I will never forgive you for ever speaking on my child. Do you see me? Do you hear what I am saying?
I never spoke on
your
child.
Yes, you did.
I'm embedded in your motherfucking brain, bitch.
ATL done came out.
And you gonna keep knowing me.
Saw glory in your cleavage, Portia. Your cleavage is low, baby, with the insults now. I mean, how much drama can we expect?
When I tell you the levels of, like, drama were crazy, and it just didn't stop. didn't stop. When I tell y'all, I've done plenty of reunions, y'all. I'm on the show. But my mouth was open like this for like half of the show. No lie. Like, the things that were being said, the receipts that were being brought, it was just crazy.
I noticed, Portia, there might have been some cocktails flowing. Was everybody pre-lit?
Baby, let me tell you, I started mine off with some cognac and some Red Bull. You knew we were going to be tipsy. I mean, we're at home. We're in the comfort of our own home. We were allowed to have our drinks on set. Normally, at reunion, we don't have drinks on set. So we're pretty sober sitting there. So now you got us all pumped up.
I thought a new Boss Bitch Challenge was going to start when I saw it.
All right, y'all. Well, one of the highlights of the Super Bowl obviously was Jennifer Lopez and Shakira rocking at the halftime show.
Absolutely great show.
Well, J-Lo has shared some rehearsal footage on Instagram, and she was actually teaching Shakira some of the moves, including how she shakes her butt. Take a look. Now, we thought it would have been the other way around because we always see Shakira working it. Chewy, were you surprised to see J-Lo teaching Shakira some?
That not at all, because you know what? Each Latina has a different superpower. So and that's what they do. And that's what they do. They teach each other so they can become one big megazord of Latinas. They form one. So they're one big powerful Latina. So seeing this is no surprise. And I bet you Shakira taught her some moves as well. That's what they do, man. That's what they do. They teach each other.
Yep.
Now, J-Lo says that her mom has been teaching her this since she was like 4 years old. Now, Heidi, can you picture young J-Lo working it out like that?
I believe it.
Four. I mean, I guess if I look back, my mom did teach me how to shimmy at about four.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Heidi's mom taught you how to shimmy your triceps with your mom
raised. Look, I can do it still today.
I've been dancing. Frank, I've been dancing salsa since I was five.
You were arm wrestling. At four.
Oh my God.
No, but that's how little mom taught her that mom wave, that mom tricep shake.
Yeah, that little shake that you get when you go bye bye, bye bye. All right, well, congratulations are in order for Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's engaged. You might be thinking, wait,
it's about time.
Engaged. His wife Beth just died of cancer 10 months ago. That's the same dog that you're thinking of. And now the news comes again. Shortly after his wife, Beth, died, by the way, this isn't Dog's first romance. You may remember we talked about it earlier this year. He was involved with Beth's friend, Moon Angel. That's not even who he's engaged to.
Oh, really?
This is a totally different girl.
Wow.
Somebody has to feed the dog.
His fiance is a lady named Francie Frayne, and he doesn't seem to waste any time, Chewy. Do you think 10 months is too soon to be engaged, you know, after your wife dies?
I do think it's a bit too soon, but you don't know. We don't know what he's feeling. We don't know what kind of blessing his
late wife. It don't matter what he's feeling. Damn, you got children. You need to grieve.
Hell. Okay, and listen,
everybody grieves differently, though.
It was just last week or two weeks ago that he was on the beach with this other lady saying, I'm in my backyard on my beach. Wasn't that him?
Yeah.
No, I thought that was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hulk Hogan.
That was Hulk Hogan.
Very similar, Brad.
I'll give you a pass on this one, though.
Yeah, thank you. We've done the same thing.
All right, guys, this is really exciting. So every Thursday until the end of May, we are partnering with Pay It Forward Live to bring you a weekly concert series to support small businesses.
Nice.
Now, this Thursday, May 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, head over to DishNation.com to watch Zac Brown perform for us live.
Nice.
So stay tuned. There's more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, y'all, it seems the struggle is real for us regular folks, and it's possibly real for some of y'all favorite celebs. So the Jasmine Brand posted a recent video of Gabrielle Union explaining on an IG live session with model Sharam Deniz. She talked about how many entertainers and influencers are just a couple of paychecks away from financial ruin. Take a look.
For most, certainly Black entertainers, Black celebrities, most of us are one or two checks away from not having money to pay for all of our things. So this stoppage of work and money, it is impacting marginalized celebrities the most.
Oh, okay. Wow. Now, Gary, what do you think about this? Do you think Miss Gabrielle is telling us her business? Could she be close to financial ruins?
Now, first of all, let's say this. Now, her husband, Dwayne, he's not about broke because he's making millions of dollars playing basketball. But I think Gabby may be talking about herself because she may be close to broke because you got to remember, most of her shows were on BET.
You sound crazy.
So she...
You sound crazy.
You contradicted yourself in your first sentence because think about it. If her husband is doing well, then she is doing well. They are married.
Hello.
They are one, okay?
Yeah, not necessarily, though, Portia. Now, because sometimes, you know, I got my account and you got your account.
Yo, Gary, he's been retired, man. But you know what? You know he saved his coins up.
I'm sure they don't look at each other at night and be like, hey, what are you going to eat? I don't know. What are you going to eat?
For real.
Well, moving on, looks like pop star JoJo kept her focus on while recording her new album, Good to Know, by giving up sex. Now, the word is over the 10 months she recorded the new LP, she stayed celibate, and she went on to say, I would go out on dates, but I love saying, okay, good night. Now, she also confessed that she has often been the blame for failed romances and revealing she once cheated on her boyfriend after a night of drinking. She said,
wow.
I self-sabotaged because I didn't feel worthy of a loving, lasting relationship. I didn't love myself. I'm actively practicing self-love. It's not just something you arrive at. I just need to really work at it. Now, do you think JoJo was right? Do you think this is a good way to, like, you know, get yourself together by focusing on self-love and staying celibate?
Well, hell yeah. I mean, if she can't stop herself from cheating just because she got a little alcohol on her system, she definitely needs to give up that one thing that's her problem, which is sex.
Chewy, do you think that it's fair that she still went on dates being that she's celibate? You think she should have told the dude something?
To be honest with you, I don't think any dude should go into a date thinking they're going to get laid automatically.
Most of y'all do.
Depending on who you're dating, you just assume it's going
to
happen.
That is so gross to me.
It is.
I don't even want to kiss and swap spit on the first date. How could y'all even think about laying down in the bed?
Have any of you ever given it up on the first date?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I did sex on the first date.
You did what?
Yeah, I just thought about it. Dennis
and I. Portia just remembered she did.
And guess what? I gave it up because I was drunk, too.
Okay, y'all know what time it is? The same old flatware and need some new stainless steel in your life? Well, look no further, y'all, because the Cuisinart 20-piece set is everything. Mm. I love that each piece is handcrafted of the finest stainless steel, and guess what, y'all? It's dishwasher safe.
Yo, this is dope. I definitely need some of these.
Well, Headcrack, pay careful attention to the detail in each fork, spoon, and knife. It adds grace and a beautiful style to any meal. And the flatware is solid, and sides of these pieces are comfortable enough for you to eat with and hold with your hand, y'all.
Girl, how much is this steel?
Well, Gary, usually the steel of the Cuisinart 20-piece flatware set has been seen as high as $80. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$24! What? $24!
That's right. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Up next, my niece Portia, honey, talks to the dynamic mother and daughter duo, Miss Taya Johnson and Regine Carter, about their relationship and reality TV. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Listen, I am so excited to be interviewing this fabulous mother and daughter duo. They have to be one of my faves. And now you can catch them on season 3 of T.I. and Tiny's Family Hustle, y'all. Let's give it up for Antonia Toya Johnson and Miss Regine Carter.
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
All right, so the new season of T.I. and Tiny's Family Hustle. I saw a scene where y'all were glamping.
Oh, boy.
And Miss Regine, you came for us. Well, I say you came for them because, you know,
she came for all of us. She was talking about our generation, honey.
She did. You actually said that your mother is boring.
I saw you do your thing. Now you are boring.
I was your age before, and guess what? It's a lot of things I did you don't know about, you won't know about. I'm not no boring grandma-ass girl. Need to ask your daddy.
Ask your daddy. Regine, did you ask your daddy?
No, I did not ask my daddy. When that happened, I was just like, okay, y'all. Cut the cameras. I was just like, okay, she won. Let me have
it. She won.
Just stay out of it.
All right, so ladies, so we're gonna play a game at the same damn time. Mom and Daughter Edition. So I'd like you to close your eyes and I'm gonna ask a question. Whoever you think it applies to, just point to that person. If it applies to you, point to yourself. First question, who is the most dramatic? Okay, so if y'all were gonna have a rap battle, who do you think would win the rap battle? Oh, okay, okay. So for this question only, open your eyes, and if you could give us a short freestyle, we'll let Dish Nation be the judge.
I gotta go in my bag. I wasn't ready.
Yes, girl, bring it out, honey. Oh. Bring it out. Let's go.
It's Nay on the beat, make you move your feet. Get up, girl, twerk to the beat. Don't play with me, I'm not a rapper. Please don't judge me, I'm not a rapper.
Okay, let's see what I got. Okay, I'm okay. Always pretty face in my booty brown. Looking his eyes in my zone, he in a touchdown. I don't need another friend, I need a teammate. With a big appetite, eat the whole plate. Don't come around with that line. I seen you before, and you know damn well I got my own TV show. Okay, now, that's a boss chick. I got my own everything, and I can put it down, make them pull a hamstring.
I know you did not let mama kill you like that.
Yes, baby. And I ain't even going my bag on you.
I like your flow, Reginette, and I love your flow, Toya. We're going to let Dish Nation be the judge. Everybody go to DishNation.com to place your vote. Thank you, ladies, so much for dishing with us. You guys at home, don't go anywhere because we have so much more to dish about after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. It's exciting. Now, imagine having to apologize to someone when you're not really sorry.
We've all had to do it.
During a recent interview with British pop star Eleanor Ellie Jackson from the group La Roe, revealed how she was forced to apologize to Kanye West in writing for calling him weird. I don't even know how this got out because she was talking to a friend after what she called a strange and unsettling encounter. She said, "It was quite creepy. I remember writing it. I sat there on my sofa, LOLing to myself like, dear Kanye. It was ridiculous. I just wrote it all with a massive grin on my face. I was like, I think I'm going to genuinely apologize. It's no skin off my nose to write this email."
Maybe I should apologize to her.
Why? What'd you do?
Well, I should apologize to Ellie because when I saw that picture of her with that Kanye picture, I thought that was Clay Aiken.
But listen, y'all, now I understand Kanye's pain, y'all, and I think this is a perfect time, honey, to clear the air on Dish Nation, y'all. Now, I think Portia should write a definite apology to me, honey, for being shady and didn't read it aloud.
What?
Wow.
Excuse me? Really? Gary, I apologize for having to come to work with you every day, even though it's a pleasure to come and earn my check. And I really do appreciate the fact that you entertain us and brighten up the day with your hideous shirts and your fabulous, ridiculous style.
Apology not accepted.
I said fabulous, ridiculous style. I mean, what?
Come on, Lisa, Lisa and Cole Jam. Apology not accepted.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.